and less inflation. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Prices rose again last month, 0.4%, but not as bad as they had been.
The consumer price index for the year ending in October was up 7.7%. Economists were expecting an 8% increase. Though inflation is still high, the report appears to confirm that the Fed's aggressive inflation fighting with higher interest rates is continuing to bring inflation down from the peak in June.
That's Fox's Ginny Cassola. Wall Street may react with a big rally. Dow futures have surged up nearly 800 points before the opening bell. Now, this is an issue President Biden says he remains focused on.
And the need to get inflation down. There's still a lot of people hurting. They're very concerned.
He also says the fact there was no red wave in the election shows people want him to work together with Republicans.
And they sent a clear and unmistakable message that they want to preserve our democracy and protect the right to choose in this country.
There are still 44 House races Fox has not called yet, but Republicans need to win just 11 of them to take over as the majority party. Who leads the Senate still up in the air. Republicans need two more wins with three states undecided. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson breaks it down.
In Nevada, Republican Adam Laxalt is up by 2 points with 79% of the vote counted. In Arizona, the Republican candidate Blake Masters trails incumbent Mark Kelly by 5 points with just 70% of the vote counted. Moving to Georgia, control of the Senate might hinge on this critical race. They go to a runoff December 6th.
Tropical storm Nicole keeps raining down on Florida after hitting as a hurricane early this morning near Vero Beach.
Wind gusts in excess of 85 miles per hour for Central Florida.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean here in New York says Nicole will keep moving
across the Big Bend of Florida into Georgia, the Carolinas, and then we're going to deal with this as a nor'easter as we head into Friday and Saturday. So we are going to have many travel delays for heavily populated neighborhoods along the East Coast.
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Perhaps the most closely watched trial stemming from last year's Capitol riot is winding down. The defense is rested in the case against Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and others in his group.
Lawyers for Rhodes wrapped up their case with testimony from a man described as the Oath Keepers operations leader for January 6th. Michael Green told the jury he came to Washington to oversee security services for prominent right-wing figures, but denied there was ever even an implicit plan to attack the Capitol. Rhodes never entered the building and testified earlier that he thought it was a stupid thing for his fellow Oath Keepers to do, but prosecutors countered with messages from Rhodes urging supporters to fight to keep President Trump in power. Rhodes and four other Oath Keepers face up to 20 years in prison if convicted of seditious conspiracy. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
There's an empty cell on death row in Texas the morning after Tracy Beatty was executed for murdering his mother and burying her in her own backyard. Strapped to a gurney, in his last words, Beatty sobbed as he talked to his wife, who he married while on death row, saying he doesn't want to leave her. But we'll see her on the other side. Then the lethal drugs took effect. He was pronounced dead 17 minutes later. Sentencing for a key figure in the college admissions scandal.
He blew the lid off a major scandal. And the former Yale University women's soccer coach, whose cooperation helped lead the FBI to the college admissions bribery scandal's mastermind, gets sentenced to 5 months in prison. Rudy Meredith, head coach at Yale from 1995 till 2018, pleaded guilty in 2019 to taking hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes to help students get into the university as soccer recruits. In addition to the prison term, Meredith was fined $19,000 and ordered to forfeit more than $550,000. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Again, stock futures are surging after reports showing inflation moderated last month. One other economic update. First-time unemployment claims rose slightly last week to 225,000. There's also an increase in those continuing to collect benefits. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.